that was said on the air and off. And we would hear these things back in what became known as the trip-ending montage, a collection of audio bites which may have been said on the air or might not have, all put together rapid-fire fashion for your edification. And Eric the Red, who's been handling this on this trip, has been on this non-stop.
It's his life's mission.
Yes. This truly is your life's work, isn't it?
Yeah. That's right.
There he is, the Honolulu Hurler.
Hey, the guy's worked hard on this. I know
yes,
that.
Sure has.
Yes.
He's worked hard
and
on a lot of things.
Don't oversell this thing.
Yes, and he's had a broken leg.
Yep. Yeah, he has.
And what else?
Been drunk the whole time.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
is that.
Yeah, right now.
Yep. So let's listen to the trip-ending montage, a gathering of the sounds of spring training.
All right, you're set.
All right. Any idea how to get to Phoenix?
Where are you going?
Phoenix?
You're in Phoenix.
All right. Thank you.
The yeah. hard line, of course, is at spring training.
Hi, Dan.
I forgot. Hey, Danny.
Look who's stepping in the box, Mike.
Yes, now we're watching a Jeff Francoeur at bat.
Whoa!
There's a shot. Son of a bitch!
Oh, he dropped it. He dropped it.
That guy's awful.
Should we just go?
Let's get ready for 4 hours of this.
I look at him and I say, hey, little buddy, you okay? I'm fine. I'm like, okay, little buddy, I'm glad you're okay. And then I patted him on the head, on top of the head.
Is everything okay? Do you need a sandwich?
Yeah. So the people around Mike are looking at us and looking at him going, oh, no. We have an adult special needs person.
The woman next to me nodded her head down, like, as if to say, oh,
poor thing.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Look, orange shirt.
Oh, yeah.
But look at those Hooters.
Hooters.
Where the woman was coming up the...
Yeah.
Now she's
bending over.
Down.
Oh, yeah, bend over. Put that down.
Oh, are you getting more beer?
Are you getting some lotion? What?
No, she's not getting lotion.
Oh.
She's getting beer.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, I did some things in the past that have affected the way that my brain works currently.
Look how much. Do you know he's best friends with Mr. Phil?
What's first, guaranteed.
What?
They play baseball together. Yeah, Klein.
Really?
Why didn't we know that before going into this interview?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not producing.
I can't imagine what kind of business funeral homes do out here.
They do great. There's as many funeral homes as there are golf courses.
And little strip malls that have nothing but medical facilities of one kind or another in them, where you can go in there and get an iron lung or
been referenced a lot this weekend.
I don't know, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Do I need to get a hug?
Yes.
Can I get a hug?
Are you kidding me?
Watch this. This is going to be the seediest hug. I'm not going to let her go, okay?
All right.
Hey, Danielle. I'm going to let you run, but I need a hug, okay?
Okay,
all right. Okay, don't let me go, Danielle. Don't push me away.
She hates you.
Oh. Okay, thank you.
How awesome was that hug? Because you brought it in.
Oh, did I ever?
You brought it in.
Guess who's going to need an extra 2 minutes alone tonight?
Just stay away from my pillowcase.
Whatever. Our environment is really high school up at the station. But you guys, you know what it is it's all, and we have the same thing at work, it's all men. It's all men.
Sorry.
Yeah, right. You're all right over there?
Yeah.
So Roy had written out this big piece of literature on the love that roommates share and how we trust each other. And
it was to prevent you two.
From messing with you.
Yes, putting things on me and in me.
The bond of roommates is the most important thing in the world.
In the world.
Number one.
This includes not letting other members of our travel party in our room to put their balls on me. Let me tell you something, Soroy.
We could come up with 500,000 pranks. Neither of them would involve that.
Really? No.
None of them would involve.
There's about a 99.9999% chance you'll never see my balls.
Mark.
Ever.
I hate to do this to you, Eric, but
Probably going to need another Corona.
So, not first.
Got right. to f*** off.
I'm gonna be in there.
Oh my god!
I knew that.
Doing.
I was hoping you'd help.
Hey man, thanks for coming up here. We appreciate the visit.
Thanks for having
me. And do well in the spring training. And
sorry again.
See how long the wait.
It's rough. It's rough.
Next restaurant we go to, you have to. When we order dinner, we're like, you got to let us go first, and then you need to let me say, okay, little buddy, are you ready?
And then let him know that you can order from this menu,
right,
and point to the kids' menu.
Right. Either menu is fine. And then I want you just to be like, I'll have some ice cream.
I guess you haven't checked your email since you're out of town, Corby, and you're in the bottom of a whiskey bottle.
Right.
Cat, don't come out here. Don't come out here, cat.
Find me a black guy.
Or to try to confuse them or try to make them look stupid because Corby hates old people.
I don't hate old people.
Really?
I'm trying to make fun of them because they're wearing a hearing aid.
Really? As you drive 60 past the entrance gate to the stadium here to a guy whose name is obviously Will because of his name tag, and you kind of flash your badge, and as you're passing by, hey there, Sammy! Sammy! present your credentials and papers to escape.
He's not telling you what to do, is he?
No, nobody tells me what to do.
Okay,
what is happening?
I do what I want. I'm a man.
Who says, hey guys, can you please get back home so we can have the old Danny back? A buddy of mine pointed out that Danny is a different person when he gets to go on the road with you guys. He calls him Excited Danny and says that he gets more annoying with each passing second. He says, I have to agree.
Is that true, little buddy? Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Are you excited?
Yes.
He says,
come on, little buddy.
He says, you're way too happy. And it says at the end, we need the dark cloud back, please.
I'll come back and be angry and self-hating. Don't worry.
All right.
Just let me have a break from it. It's a cross to bear. Who's making love to your old lady while you were out making love?
Huh?
After the game. Some point.
There's our boy right there.
Yeah.
Nice. Look clears at that. The bases.
Look at that.
Well done, Nappy.
Right.
Hey, Mike, I got Napoli a double.
With a
whoa,
big hit.
Look at me.
That's a spicy meatball. And the Rangers have put up a four-run inning, and they take a 4-3 lead in the bottom of the sixth.
Hey, timeout, ump. Timeout. Hey, I'm out of the game now. Yo, where's the hard line?
Get your ass up here, Nappy.
Showed up like Michael Irvin in their fur coats.
Right.
Now, you're wearing a suit.
Oh, what?
A what?
What's a suit? I love when that happens to you.
You
have no idea.
Corbin, clear.
I'm okay. Don't know. That hurt.
I didn't do anything. I offered to take you in there to go poo-poo.
Shut up.
I'm offered to take you poo-poo if you need to go.
He'll stand there at the door.
Right. I'll help clean you up.
I don't want to poo-poo.
You know, we come in here with a nice two-run lead. All we ask is Mark Lowe to come out, close things down. We all go
just
home.
Get the job done here. Let's get out of here.
Brother
up here.
Him up here.
Yeah.
Who was playing?
It's 11-6. This is a 7-run ninth inning. Man, this team sucks.
Napoli's right behind you.
Just on edge.
Yeah, congratulations, kid. You caught a spring training foul ball. Big deal.
Jeez.
Whoa.
Poor guy.
Maybe that made his life, Danny.
The killer of joy. He'll never forget that.
He didn't even catch it. He pulled it out from under his seat.
So
what? A loser.
You don't work?
No. I got laid off at like Christmas time. Then I had a baby, so it worked out perfect.
Aww. You had a baby? You look wonderful.
What color is your baby?
I have three kids.
You have three kids? What color are they?
White. Look at Corby. He just lost it.
Sorry. Did you guys see that Shaq special with him?
Magazine?
Yes.
Five.
Oh, man.
Heavy D up in
give Biggie his due.
And you're done.
What Big
is the man.
Oh, hell.
Jeez.
God almighty. And then we had Derek Holland out there for three innings. He could barely get the ball up to the plate.
He gave up two hits, man.
I thought they're up 5-0.
They are. But you can't give up two hits in this league.
No,
expect
you can't.
To win.
And then for the P1s thinking this is just something that they're just doing on the air,
They're not. We've been hearing them for 5 minutes off the air, screaming the same stuff.
And now look at you, eating pizza and hamburgers every day of your life.
Yeah, where'd you eat last night?
In-N-Out.
I know. Pizza for lunch, hamburger for dinner.
So?
Every day. What are you having for dinner tonight, buddy?
I don't know.
I do.
What?
Hamburgers.
Time for hamburgers.
Okay.
Now let's talk to the girl with the second biggest cans and surprise.
Okay, here we go. There are three girls sitting.
Oh, no, she's coming. Here she comes. Here she comes. Here she comes.
Oh, my God.
I told you. Okay. He had to turn his back.
I'll be laced up on Coke at that point, yeah. So perfect. I'll be up.
Laced up on Coke.
OJ's.
Yes!
Yes!
Awesome.
Wow. I thought we was coming up here to talk about baseball. Y'all took
we did. We're done with that.
Yeah, we did talk about baseball. Whoa. I got them all.
Okay, so when the windows roll down, and we all in unison today, at not just me, everyone goes, Sammy! As he gets closer, everyone's like, Sammy, hey, Sammy! You know, and he's like, sorry, guys, no, turn around, go park back there. And I mean, how terse was he whenever you asked, let's go just find out.
Nope.
No.
But, I mean, he's helping you out. Grease his palm a little bit. Give him a, will President Washington help you change your mind?
You do want to go, though, don't you?
I've not said, come on, man, once.
Yeah.
You do want to go.
Well, if I wanted to go, I could go in Dallas anytime I want.
These ladies don't know me out here.
Yeah, I haven't
more interesting.
Fondled and groped all of them yet.
They're not aware
I'm
of
not banned.
Power.
I'm not banned from this strip club.
I'm not banned from any of them.
It's like
I haven't been to one of those places in a long time.
It's like when the card counter has to move from Vegas to Reno.
Who is that old broad? The old judge?
No.
Little battle
some
axe.
Actor.
Are you hitting that?
Did you tap that?
No. However, there is...
Oh no! Did you hit the stenographer?
Let's see. Is that the one?
Oh, my God.
Michael!
I'm not real proud of the way that I've comported myself this week.
I know, and it's only Wednesday.
I know.
I'm really tired.
I need to have a night off tonight. Tonight is movie night. What?
Oh, come on, man.
I don't want to hear it from you, Mr.
Come on.
I'm going to go to my room and read my bookie.
And she goes, well, don't stray too far off the beaten path. She's like, if you do, just watch out for snakes and things like that.
Did you tell her that you were the snake?
Snake.
No, I didn't mention that, Danny. Next
Cobra.
Time I will, though.
Listen,
you know,
listen, hotel lady, I am the snake.
Don't tell me to look out for snakes.
I'm their leader.
Hey, call me the Cobra.
Yeah.
I'm their leader.
Seeing that commercial and seeing that old gal in it?
Yeah.
Which old gal were you banging?
It really got me.
Tell me which one it was.
Was it that blonde? She was not bad with a horrible haircut. But
which one was it, Mike?
You couldn't see her.
I bet you could.
No, couldn't.
You just don't want us to see her.
Was she a largess?
Yeah, was she a big fat... Big old smelly whore.
No, she was great.
Let me down.
Her breasts are entirely too minute.
You've become useless.
I've rarely been more useful than I was that day.
Your jugs have much to be desired.
So Evan will join us.
Danny.
We'll have E-News at 5:10 today.
I didn't do it. I swear to God, I did not do it. Corby.
What?
You know it's you.
What?
You're sitting right there by him.
God.
What it is you eat.
I eat with you every day, the same thing.
Yeah, but your body processes things wrong.
You're gross.
You're gross.
Adios, muchachos.
The ticket.
All right.
Yes, there it is.
Eric the Red.
That was great, Eric.
Delivering as advertised.
That was great.
Nice work.
My favorite part, real quick. I even wrote it down, was on Wednesday when we're saying that you're talking about the horrible things that you've done to yourself, and I'm like, and it's only Wednesday. You're like, yeah, I'm going to take a night off. I think tonight's movie night. Remember what that turned into?
Non-movie night.
Yes.
Yeah.
That turned into Irish car bomb night.
Yeah, it did.
There was no night off for you on this trip.
No. It's a rarity.
Tell Mike what you told me in the hotel earlier today.
Well, I just made a smell bad.
Yeah, I know.
And it wasn't from what I've been eating. It's because my body is in toxic shock from beer
car bombs.
Yes, your blood because I don't ever, ever drink anything during the week. Ever. And so 6 nights in a row have really caused some issues. Right. No, and I never got that bad.
No, it was just a few a night.
Yeah, but still, my system is not... It's not ready for that. It's not engaged for battle against that. So,
I would have traded a couple, maybe 3 nights, for one of those nights.
For one campout night?
Yeah, for one campout night.
Yeah. You know what's awesome about you?
And you know what's funny is I haven't felt bad either. It's been amazing.
Same here. You've exercised a little restraint. Both of you have.
I don't understand
very,
that.
Very, very disappointing. All right, community quick hits are coming up.
All right, let's talk about what happened in Japan yesterday.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station. Make Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket part of your Saturday listening routine. Whether you're working for the wife or running around town doing stuff, you don't have to be tied to your TV to keep up with sports. Tomorrow afternoon at 3, we're talking about the Mavs and Lakers, and Tiger's working on his new swing of the Cadillac Challenge.